The Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judah, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius was ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. When I study the Bible, I always enjoy looking for words that are repeated. And to me, in every text, that's one way the writer communicates to us. This is pretty important, by repeating special words. In our text today, the words that are repeated are forerunners, prepared, and coming. How you doing on your Christmas decorations? Got your house all set? Ladies got the cooking pretty much taken care of. Family knows who's going where. We prepare for Christmas. And so today I would like to say, take a look at this place. This church does a good job preparing for Christmas. Can you imagine what it would be like if you showed up today? No trees, no wreaths, nothing. That's how some people live their lives. Unprepared, never ready. We're prepared. We're ready. And today I'd like to suggest to you that we're also forerunners, or we're people who share a message by just the way we prepare our lives. Malachi, he was a prophet who was preparing people that the Messiah is coming. John the Baptist was a voice in the wilderness preparing people that Jesus is coming. Paul, in the writings in Philippians, is preparing people to be like he, a witness, a messenger of what God is doing. You, gathered here at St. Andrew, you're a messenger to this community as to what God is doing. Well, let's answer the question, why do we come to church? Well, one reason we come to church is we prepare. We prepare for the coming of Christ. In a few moments, soon and very soon, we're going to sing a song, but we're also going to celebrate Christ's presence. Malachi said he was coming, and he came, and we'll celebrate it on Christmas. He is here now, where two or three gathered in my name, he said. There I am. And he said, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you. And as Lutherans, we do not take Holy Communion in remembrance, although it is in remembrance. We take Holy Communion because he is here. And when we come today, you will come preparing yourself for that second advent. And you're welcoming Jesus into your life. You're saying, I believe. I'm a Christian. Jesus makes a difference in my life. And I'm convinced that you're being here today preparing yourself. When we do our confession and forgiveness, why come to church? Well, I don't know if you're keenly aware of it, but you've been cleaned up today. You're clean. In the Psalm, it's either Psalm 51 or 53, the writer wrote, wash me and I shall be clean, whiter than snow. You guys here in Wausau get it when you look out your window and we've had a good heavy snow and it's as white as can be. And when I lived in Minnesota, I used to look out my window when we got, God knows we got a lot of snow. I would see this white snow and I would say, that's me. That's me out there. I have been made whiter than snow. And during the week, I tend to get all muddied up. And that's why I got to be in church next Sunday to become white as snow again. In fact, Paul talks a little bit about that, about being pure and blameless, being a harvest of righteousness. You are pure and blameless. You are a harvested person of God. But it's more than that. You're supposed to go out there and announce, I'm clean. I'm part of God's harvest. Come to St. Andrew Lutheran Church and join us. That's all you have to do. We'll do that next Sunday. In fact, next Sunday is a great opportunity with these kids. If you have any young families that you know who are not really active in preparing for God to come into their life and into their family, get them here. And I tell you, the spirit of this place will catch them. Just like this net is catching the world, you leave here and you go out and you catch people. That's what Malachi was doing. That's what John the Baptist was doing. And that's what Paul was doing. And that's what we can do. And a couple words of encouragement for Paul praying. We'll do some praying today. He prayed and he announced in his prayers that he was confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion on the day when Jesus comes. Isn't that encouraging? God's going to bring this thing to completion. He's going to bring you to completion. There might be some days you feel like you're anything but complete. You're incomplete and falling apart. But through God, you're together. And you can have the assurance that God will continue that all through your life. And then he prayed this. My prayer is that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight. A few minutes, we're going to share the peace. We do more than share the peace. We express love and care for one another. And when we leave here today, we can leave here with an awareness that we're good enough. We're pure and we're blameless. We're a harvest of righteousness that soon will become complete when Jesus comes again. But until that day, he comes now to you through Holy Communion.